Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm your host, Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. End Time World News, folks, is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For your questions, prayer requests, and more information about the podcast, please contact endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com, folks. And of course, again, we're a podcast, you know, folks, about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events, and also the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that ought to give you kind of a brief rundown of what we are and what this podcast is. And I cover the news, basically how the news correlates with biblical events, specifically now at this time, this point in time in the book of Revelation, and dealing with the mark of the beast and the beast system, which is what is going on and which is playing out right in front of us right now, folks. This beast system, which is known as the COVID-19 part of the beast system, and they're using it to control, and they're using it to mark people. By marking people, I mean by giving them the shot, forcing them to take the vaccination. So let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. The headline reads, Associated Press now admits vaccinated people are spreading COVID and filling hospitals, claims booster shots are the answer. Let me say, folks, before I get into that, I bring you this information and my disclaimer under the Freedom of Information Act and my First Amendment free speech rights under the U.S. Constitution. I can bring you this information. However, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I going to ever prescribe medical care advice. What you do and you decide on your own. I just bring you this alternative news and information that's given on the internet and posted through a very reliable and credible source. And I just try to bring you this news and information so that you and your family, friends, and everybody can make a informed decision as to what you decide to do in your life and with your family. So with that being said, again, the title from naturalnews.com, Associated Press now admits vaccinated people are spreading COVID and filling hospitals, claims booster shots are the answer. And again, the link will be down below for your own review, and you can read the article in its entirety. I always try to just sum it up and paraphrase what I can because I'm cut due to time constraints with this podcast. So again, they're trying to push this third booster shot because people just aren't dying off fast enough. And people would say, well, Eric, what do you mean? Are you crazy? No, I'm not crazy, folks. I'm just trying to tell you that not enough people are dying fast enough, at least here in the United States. This is the prize. This is what they want. They want to take down the United States because they feel once they take down the world's only, per se, superpower, one of the world's only last surviving superpowers, that is, that the rest of the world will just crumble behind. That's what the strategy is. That's what the globalists want. That's what they want to do. So people just in this country aren't dying fast enough. The globalists aren't happy with that. So therefore, that's why all these big companies, especially Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, so on and so forth, AstraZeneca, that's why they recommend these third booster shots. This has nothing, again, to do with COVID. COVID, people can get over COVID. You have almost a 99.8% or 0.6%, I believe, survivability rate. I'll take those numbers any day, folks. So, you know, this fear-mongering continues from the media, continues from the governments all around the world, especially here, very, very bad in the United States and Canada and all over the world, even out to South Korea, the Philippines. I mean, you name the place, and the government does the fear-mongering. So let's start with today's podcast. Let me jump right into the article. The mainstream media is finally starting to admit that fully vaccinated people are responsible for American hospitals being overran with sick and dying patients. The only problem is the media's solution is to inject more booster shots. Yeah, that's their solution. That's the American way. If one shot doesn't kill you, the second shot will, folks. And I say that very loosely in the name of Jesus, because this is what they're trying to do. And you have to understand that, okay? They don't want millions of billions of people on this planet. These elites, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, so on and so forth, George Soros is part of that. All these billionaires, these super, super, super rich, rich, rich people, they have billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. They want to control the world. They want to control the world and also ring in climate change. They want to get rid of about, we have 7.5 billion people in the world. They want to get rid of about 7 billion people. So you can't just do that and do that instantly. You have to do that over time. And you have to do that just like, you know, these black ops operations in the military, U.S. military would be called, you know, the word and definition would be called a soft kill. They want to kill people off softly by creating a problem. Then they have the solution to the problem. However, the solution to the problem was the COVID-19 that they created. The solution to the problem was to kill everybody off. The solution to the problem is by killing everybody off, they can depopulate naturally and then just blame the virus. Nobody ever takes any responsibility. They never do. They never bring these elite people to justice. They never, ever, ever will. Until the second coming of Jesus Christ, when our Lord and Savior arrives, then people will be brought to justice. But until then, these people will continue to get away, killing millions of billions of people. Nobody will ever stop them other than God through Jesus Christ. The state reinstated a mask mandate, alleging that this would cure the spike and cause everything to settle back down. The opposite happened. The media started running with the narrative that people need to get boosted in order to flatten the curve and stop the spread. New Mexico is running out of intensive care beds despite the state's above average vaccination rate, lamented Carla K. Johnson, an AP reporter. Waning immunity may be playing a role. People who are vaccinated early have not yet received booster shots and may be driving up the infection numbers. Even if they still have protection from the most dire consequences of the virus, she added. Johnson, of course, no evidence to back this claim. It just sounds nice to be the branch COVIDians and keeps her employed at the AP, which is the Associated Press, by the way, folks, which has more likely than to fire her if she even said or dared to suggest the existing jabs are the blame for the new crisis. Delta and waning immunity. The combination of these two have set us back, added Ali Mokhdad, a professor of health metrics at the Sciences of University of Washington. This virus is going to stick around with us for a long, long time. Of course, folks, they want us to stick around for a long, long time. This is their agenda. This is how they'll kill everybody on the planet unless you get the shot. The sheep are once again getting raped in the dark. They're media, pharma, government shepherds. The virus would have been gone a long time, by the way, had the government and big pharma not insisted upon injecting everyone with the mysterious chemicals from Operation Warp Speed. Operation Warp Speed, I know people don't want to hear this. That's from Trump, folks. That is from President Trump. He is the one that created Operation Warp Speed. Anything Operation Warp Speed is originally on his coattails. He's responsible for that. The whole fake plandemic would have been distant memory already had people just ignored the media pharma government propaganda machine instead relied on their own sensibilities, assuming anyone still has these. Instead, the so-called herd immunity should have already been achieved based on what the unholy media pharma government trifecta was telling everybody. Last year, when the jabs were being developed under the leadership of Donald, father of the vaccine, Trump, there you go, folks. The world has promised, or was promised, excuse me, the whole thing would just disappear once the injections were released at warp speed. The opposite has happened, and now the plandemic of the fully vaccinated is causing people to get sick and die. Vermont, the most vaccinated state in the country, is likewise seeing a massive surge in hospitalizations due to the jab. As of the time of this writing, the article, folks, Vermont is now seeing new cases of the Chinese germs week by week than it ever saw during the peak of the pandemic last year before the jabs were officially introduced. The vaccine is not safe or effective. Wake up, folks. Wake up, idiots. Excuse my language, folks. Brothers in Christ, please wake up. Wrote one commentary at Citizen Free Press. Sure, you were lied to, all you were, but the lie has never been believable. So the blame is on you for being a sheep. There is no way you can claim the vaccine safe when you have zero or medium or long-term zero data, let alone enough to stop this madness. The same commentator added, another person is responsible, responded that the sheep responded that the sheep should not be blamed because they always get raped in the dark by their shepherds. That's very true, folks. And that's the article, and you can read it in its entirety. That's pretty much it. Link will be down below. If you have not, folks, if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, I ask and pray if you want to do that, you can do that right now. I want to say a simple prayer for you. If you like, find a quiet place in your home, in your apartment, in your work, in the bathroom, in your car, in your truck. Just find a quiet place where you can get away for about the next 2 or 3 minutes. That's all. And just repeat after me this very small prayer, this very short prayer, folks. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I'll give you a minute to let you find a spot. Okay, here we go. If you would like to receive the gift of God today, say this prayer with your heart and lips out loud. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sin, wash me and cleanse me, set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe you have risen from the dead and you are coming back again. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me passion for the lost, a hunger for things of God, and holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm saved, I'm born again, I am forgiven, and I am the way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. In Christ's name I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. If you said that, folks, if you said that prayer just now, then you have said the salvation prayer, and you are now saved. If you really said that and you mean that in your heart, folks, not just saying it, but really mean that in your heart, you are now saved. And I commend you. I congratulate you. And I'm just thrilled. And if you want to write to me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com, that's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And tell me all about it. You've given your life to Jesus Christ, and you've repeated the salvation prayer with me. I commend you, and I just want to say, as I always say on these podcasts, that you first need to just dig into the Bible. Just start reading, whether it's the book of Genesis or the book of Revelation. Just start reading somewhere. Get to know Jesus Christ. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are good. But just dig into the Bible. It doesn't matter where you go. There's no rules to where you can read the Bible. The Bible is an open book. Just start reading. And once you start reading, you get a Bible and you start reading, learning, you're going to have questions. You can always write me and I'll try to answer the questions, but what it's best to do is find a good Christian church that believes in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's called the Trinity. And if you find a church that preaches the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, that's a great, great, great thing. And tell that pastor, hey, you've given your life to Jesus Christ. You want to know more. You have questions. And that pastor, again, if it's a good Christian church that believes in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that pastor will sit down with you and he'll answer all those questions. Or there'll be a member of the congregation maybe that'll answer all those questions for you and get you on the right track. So again, I congratulate you, folks. I congratulate you in the name of Jesus, and thank you so much for tuning in. And again, write me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I can't thank you enough for that. And I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. So your donations are definitely, definitely welcome. Thank you very much, folks, and God bless all of you. Stay well, stay safe, but most importantly, God bless you and your family for tuning in. This is Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. See you, folks, until next time. Bye for now.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.